Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. Today we're undertaking Chapter 6 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Practice of Love Divine, Section 2, Obstacles in Practice, Sutra 61 through 66. First we'll hear the sutras together, and then we'll take them one by one. No worry or anxiety should be entertained at the worldly losses, as it is the nature of a true devotee to constantly surrender his limited self and all its secular and sacred activities to the Lord of his heart. Till such a consummate love is not gained, or on attaining the consummate love, worldly activities are not to be abandoned. But certainly we must diligently pursue love and learn to renounce our anxiety to enjoy the fruit of our activities. Seekers should not listen to the descriptions of women, wealth, atheists, and enemies. Pride, vanity, and such other negative urges of the mind should be given up. Having dedicated all activities unto him, one should turn all his desire, anger, pride, and so on towards him alone. Going beyond the three factors of experiences, love consisting of constant service, as in the case of a devoted servant or wife alone, should be practiced. Now we'll take each sutra one by one. Sutra 61. No worry or anxiety should be entertained at the worldly losses, as it is the nature of a true devotee to constantly surrender his limited self and all its secular and sacred activities to the Lord of his heart. So worldly losses should not be suffered by the true devotees. They should not occupy any space in your world. Since the true devotee has surrendered his material worldly life and has surrendered the idea of himself as the doer of secular and sacred activities, he has laid it all at the feet of the Lord. The limited self of daily and familiar life has surrendered to the Lord of his heart. The devotee lets the Lord lead him, and he rests in faith. Sutra 62. Till such a consummate love is not gained, or on attaining the consummate love, worldly activities are not to be abandoned. But certainly, we must diligently pursue love and learn to renounce our anxiety to enjoy the fruit of our activities. As we journey to attain that consummate love, and even when we do attain that consummate love, we do it with complete faith and surrender. The seeker of the devotional path must still continue to perform his activities. And here Narada Muni says that we must diligently learn to renounce our anxiety about the fruit of our actions. A seeker of devotion is on a path, and that means that there is a distance to be traveled. And except for some rare case, it doesn't come to us overnight. It will prove to be a struggle between the innermost self, which is full of love, and the ignorance that surrounds it. But Narada Muni tells us we must be diligent. Sutra 63. Seekers should not listen to descriptions of women, wealth, atheists, and enemies. Well, these are like worldly vacuums. While the word here that is written is woman, you can know that this is actually addressing lust, the lust of both men and women. Wealth is equated to greed here. Lord Shri Krishna has taught that wealth is not to be created out of greed to enrich one's own self. It's to support Dharma in the world. As for the atheists, there's no point in trying to persuade an atheist to believe in this path of devotion or any other path. Leave the atheist be. Shri Krishna Guruji has said, the atheist is right from his perspective. Take it to heart that the Lord is the only friend, and only the Lord is above Maya. Sutra 64. Pride, vanity, and other such urges of the mind should be given up. The mind is a real pain. Of course, we feel great gratitude to our guru who instructs us, as he has to work so hard to penetrate this mind. Pride and vanity can bring your downfall. Pride can take many forms. One can have the pride of superiority, and another can have the pride of inferiority, but both are proceeding on a road leading to karma. The prideful and vain are taking ownership of success or failure when neither were by their own doing. Sri Krishna Guruji assures us that all happens by the will of the Lord. Vanity is another one of those negative urges. It's funny that we call it pride when we feel good about doing something commendable, but when we see pride in others, we think that they're vain. Either way, these urges are experienced in the mind, and you will suffer the repercussions in lifetimes to come. So Narada Muni tells us to give them up. Sutra 65. Having dedicated all activities unto him, one should turn all his desire, anger, pride, and so on, towards him alone. Should you be able to keep yourself single-pointedly devoted to the Lord, you will extinguish the demonical propensities of desire, anger, and pride. When you are full of love for the Lord, there is no room for any others. Narada Muni says the seeker must turn all their desire towards the Lord. Sri Krishna Guruji has given the example of modern love songs that we hear. He said to make those love songs, songs for God. The Lord is your only beloved on the devotional path, so dedicate all your activities to Him. When you dress, dress for Him. When you get up in the morning, put your mind on Him. When you study, study for Him. Whatever you do, do it for Him, and you will surely do your best. But do not make a show of it to others, and do not take credit for it. Sutra 66. Going beyond the three factors of experiences, love consisting of constant service, as in the case of a devoted servant or wife, alone should be practiced. You'll remember what we learned in Chapter 5 regarding secondary devotion, whereby the devotee is limited by his nature, being of sattva, rajas, or tamas. Sage Narada tells us to be limitless and go beyond. Be the highest devotee of the Lord. Love for the Lord is expressed through constant service. You are His instrument in the world. Having the constitution of a devout wife or husband or a devout servant, such as Hanumanji, the practice of devotion is the practice of constant remembrance and service to the Lord. So we'll stop here today. This completes Sutra 61 through 66 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 6, Practice of Love Divine, Section 2, Obstacles in Practice. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.